those fun countdowns to pitchers and catchers reporting, you'd have the date like months in advance so you could do that calendar thing where you would either count the days by hand, or now you can just go to Google and type it in and they tell you automatically how to count those days. Well, guess what? Even Google can't help you now, because we don't know still when Major League Baseball will really get going and when the Pirates pitchers and catchers specifically will report to Bradenton, Florida. Good morning to you. Good Thursday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this, the newly reborn DK Sports Radio Podcasting Network. I'm coming to you from Philadelphia, where the Penguins had their opener here last night, losing to the Flyers 6-3, but the most important thing was that they opened it all. For the longest time, we didn't know when there was going to be hockey. Before that, we weren't sure about football or if they would finish football. There's still questions to be answered on all those fronts. Baseball's in a different boat. It's actually been kind of an interesting story. There was a push about a month or so ago from within Rob Manfred's office to see if maybe they could hold off on starting baseball, say, like a month late. So instead of the beginning of April, you'd see it start at the beginning of May. Now, why would you do that? The thinking was, well, by that time, at least theoretically, the vaccine would be more readily available. More people would feel comfortable going back to the ballpark. And of course, you would have fans and consumer spending and parking and things like that that obviously didn't exist for any team anywhere. Unlike other sports, baseball made it pretty much all the way through with zero fans. There were a handful that were allowed in for the League Championship Series and the World Series, all of which were held in Arlington, Texas. That's it. Manfred has estimated that the owners lost $3 billion, with a B, $3 billion last season. Players were paid, based on the prorated rate for the 60-game schedule, 37%. Of their annual wages. So they took a hit too. As it turns out, the players caught wind of this, and wow, do they want no part of it. My first reaction when I heard about that was to be at least a little bit surprised, because the players, on one hand, I thought, man, they could just ditch spring training. Players would love that. I mean, some of the pitchers might have a problem with it, getting the arms stretched out and everything else. But for the most part, they would scrap spring training in 2 seconds, or at least reduce it to a couple of weeks. You know, the way they had last summer? Instead of making it this ridiculous six-week marathon that includes a month of games. Roughly 30 games are played in the Grapefruit and Cactus Leagues just to get ready to play 162 of them. As it turns out, the players don't want anything to do with this, because, that's right, if the season were to be shortened, the players would get prorated pay again, and they don't want anything to do with that. So they'll show up in Bradenton and everywhere else. They'll go through all the protocols and everything else. They're not going to be able, nor should they be able, to jump to the front of any vaccine lines. So they're going to have to go through the same risks, the same, we shut down the facility today or for 3 days or whatever, and they can't compete now in so-and-so exhibition game, or their minor league complex has to be shut down, and you get the idea. they prefer to go through it that way and just take their licks and then eventually hope that things turn out for the better. But they get all their money. They get all their money. I don't have a stance here, a hard stance. I can see both sides of this, and I'm not going to manufacture a stance. I try never to do that. But I do hope, out of all of this, that in the very, very near future, that it is declared exactly when pitchers and catchers are to report. Pirates still haven't put that out. There's a rough date that it's the mid, you know, mid-February. Their first exhibition game, the Grapefruit League game, is listed as February 24 against Boston. But the day that they actually show up, they're getting closer. They're getting closer. Major League Baseball and Manfred reiterated over the weekend, 162 games, we're doing the whole thing. They do know that the Pirates are opening up April 1 at Wrigley Field, and they do know that the Pirates' home opener is exactly a week later, April 8, also against the Cubs, and they have the whole schedule. They've had it forever. They've had it forever, and now they're pledging that they're going to go through with it. The whole issue was whether or not this vaccine was going to get in the way. It clearly will not. So let's go. Let's start moving here. How about figuring out the DH thing? I mean, they still haven't determined whether or not the National League is going to use the DH again. You know, start acting like you're getting ready for this. Baseball is, in all likelihood, going to be the first sport to really look like normal after all this because of the time span and it's spreading over the six-month duration during which, my goodness, we had better have this stuff solved by then. When we come back, just one question. Welcome back. It's time for Just One Question. And that is always brought to you on this program by Mike's Beer Bar and the North Shore Tavern. They are sister operations right next to each other on Federal Street, directly across from PNC Park and the Willie Stargell statue. Mike's and North Shore Tavern are both open. You can go in there. You can have a steak on a stone. You can have your favorite from the more than 500 beers that Mike keeps on tap, including from more than 50 local breweries. Or you can enjoy Mike's from the comfort of your own home. Go to mikesbeerbar.com/beer-menu or call 412-322-BEER to order and pay. Person must be 21, ID required, and present to receive delivery. Mike's Beer Bar. The question is really more of a rebuttal. Biagio takes exception to my suggesting on yesterday's podcast that the Pirates continue to find young players who might have been discarded somewhere else but have legitimate talent and might still have ceilings to them. Why not bring them into the Pittsburgh fold, into the Pittsburgh system, and see what you can come up with? Biagio asks, if we could not develop our own talent, how can we develop another team's underperforming talent? No quibble with the buy low and sell high concept, but come on, DK, we have not done a great job with our own. I swear, I don't pick these questions just because they come with foundations that are wrong. But I do embrace the opportunity, hopefully, to correct some really, really common misperceptions about this franchise. They are very much worth criticizing. Don't get me wrong. This isn't about don't criticize the pirates or anything ridiculous like that. It's just about getting it right. Biagio, they fired everyone. Everyone there was to fire has been fired. They're so fired. I don't even know where they are. I don't even believe they're working in baseball anymore. They're just not around. They're not with the Pirates, that's for sure. And the people that Bob Nutting didn't fire in the winter of 2019 have since been fired. With very, very few exceptions. I went through the Pirates corporate listing, if you will. I just happened to need some specific bit of information out of it last week. And as long as I was there, I kind of went scrolling up and down the list to see how many names I still recognized. It wasn't more than a handful. And I'm talking about out of like 100 names. They are gone, man. So this thing where you're referring to the Pirates as we, as if Ben Cherington's people were the ones that couldn't develop someone else's talent. You're talking about Neil Huntington and Kyle Stark and all of that Hokahe crew. Maybe Cherington, Steve Sanders, and his crew will be just that bad. Maybe. But I'm betting against it because it's hard to be that bad. But it's ridiculously unfair. This isn't a shot at you. This is just, I'm being general here. But it's ridiculously unfair in any setting to say, hey, you people that just took over this operation, you've been screwing up for a long time. Come on, man. If you want to wag a finger at Nutting into oblivion, go nuts. Nutting's been the controlling owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates since 2007. Everything that's happened from 2007 onward, ultimately, the buck stops at his desk. No pun intended. But under that, come on. This is a baseball ops thing. That's what this is. It's baseball ops. They just changed all of them. At least let them screw something up first. This is like people citing stuff, you know, from Cam Bonifay from 30 years ago and stuff. I mean, just the Pirates are an easy enough target as it is based on real stuff. Don't need to do this. I still appreciate the question. I still appreciate you, my man. I really do. And thanks for listening to you and to everyone. And we will do this again tomorrow.
Point Park University, in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, they understand there's no substitute for real-world experience and career-building connections. Their innovative curriculum engages students with distinctive experiential learning opportunities. Point Park's pioneering co-op program empowers qualified students to work in full-time, paid positions with their corporate partners while earning college credits. Visit pointpark.edu/works to learn more. Career ready. That's The Point, Point Park University.
Your front door, your car, your gym locker, your gun. Safety is a habit. Learn more about how to keep guns safe and secure. Visit projectchildsafe.org.